war. So they will fight against you, but they will not prevail against you. For I am with you. God said he's with you. To save you and to deliver you, says the Lord. He said, I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked and redeem you from the grip of the terrible. Give the Lord somebody praise this.
You never leave me.
Praise somebody.
You never forsake.
Celebrate Jesus.
You rise inside of me. Not at all that matters. You never leave me. You will never forsake me. You rise inside me. And that is all that matters. You are a promise that he will grow. And the Yahweh,
you are a promise that he will grow.
Lord, send your word to me again in this place. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Lord, let my word come again this morning. Let my word come again this morning. As this message is about to be unfolded, let my word come. Holy Ghost, send your word to me again. Open my spiritual heart. Open my spiritual ears, O God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty Redeemer. In Jesus' matchless name, we are praying. Let's be seated in God's presence. As we are getting ready to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ on the 25th of December, as we are getting ready for this year's Christmas, and getting ready to cross over your year 2024, as this service was going on, the Lord spoke to my heart while we were sitting down there, that he wants us to prepare to cross over to year 2024. He wants us to prepare to celebrate his birthday this December 2015. By all means, as we prepare to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ this December, you may have not prepared like this before. I'm not sure since the inception of this ministry, I'm not sure we are prepared like this. That's why I know God is bringing me out of this year, me and you out of this year with joy. God will bring you out of this year with testimony. How do we prepare to cross over to year 2024? How do we prepare to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ? You know, when somebody's special birthday is coming, maybe somebody wants to celebrate 50th, somebody wants to celebrate diamond, somebody wants to celebrate 70th, somebody wants to celebrate 80th, somebody wants to celebrate 100, people prepare for it, isn't it? Praise the Lord. That is how this year's Christmas, I want you to prepare for it in a special way. Praise the Lord, somebody. You will see, what has never happened in your life before will happen in this Christmas. Preparation is the key. Most often than not, we just enter Christmas like any other day. Christmas to many of us has become a ritual. Crossing over to every year has become like a ritual. But this time around, we are doing it with a difference. How are we going to make it a birthday with a difference? We are going to prepare a gift for Jesus. Somebody say a gift for Jesus. That's what the Lord said to me. So tell the people to prepare for my birthday. Tell them to prepare. Let them come with a special gift for my birthday this Christmas. And as they are preparing for my birthday, as they are preparing to give me a gift, they are also preparing to cross over into 2024. Everyone that is alive today, because of this gift you want to give Jesus, none of you will be missing by the end of this year. By this time of next year, you will be alive in a multiplied fold. Because we are going to give Jesus a special gift. Every member of this church. I was saying, what is the kind of gift we have to give to you? What do we have that it is not you that has given it to us? Then suddenly you open my understanding to see that the gift we are going to give to him is in connection to the purpose of his birth. Why he came to this world is what all of us we identify. Matthew chapter 1. Why did Jesus come to this world? What was his mission? Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 to 21. Matthew chapter 1, that's the angel talking about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he unfolded his mission. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 to 21. He says, the reason Jesus will come to this world is to do what? Is to save the world from their sin. Praise the Lord, somebody. That's the primary reason Jesus left the comfort of heaven and came to this world. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 to 21. That's the mission of Jesus. That's his assignment. His assignment is to deliver people from their sin. And in Matthew chapter 26, verse 28, when they were taking the Lord's Supper, when he was about to leave this world, Jesus also said, one of the reasons I'm going to shed my blood is for the purpose I came. Matthew 26, verse 28. He said, this is the blood of the New Testament. It was shed for what? For the remission of sin. In other words, I came to this world to rescue sinners from bondage of iniquity, so that sin will no longer have dominion over the people. Romans chapter 6 verse 14. Romans 6 14. With the birth of Jesus, with the redemptive work of Jesus, sin will no longer have dominion over us. Praise the Lord, somebody. Praise the Lord, somebody. So, what is the gift we are going to give to Jesus? Jude chapter 1, verse 22. Jude 1, 22. Look at what it says. Jude chapter 1, verse 22. Jude is only one chapter. Jude 1, verse 22. Jude 1, 22. I want to read Jude 1, 22 to 23. I'm reading from Old King James Version. And of some have compassion, making a difference. Verse 23. But others, save with fear, pulling them out of what? Hating even the garment spotted with flesh. Pulling them out of what?
Hair.
Fire means hair. Jesus came to pull people out of hell. His blood was shed to deliver people from hell. Revelation chapter 1 verse 18. He says, I'm he that liveth. I was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. I have the keys of hell and death. That's the primary reason Jesus came. Jesus came to pull people out of hellfire. That's why he was born. That's why his blood was shed, according to all the scriptures we have read this week. Therefore, in celebrating his birthday, every one of us, including myself, I'm going to give Jesus a gift. What is the gift? Gift of souls. That's what he wants. Not even gift of money. Not gift of land. Because there is joy in heaven over one single soul that gave his life to Christ. You can never tell how Jesus is excited. The Bible says anytime a soul gives his life to Christ, Jesus dies. They throw party in heaven. Ah! One of the reasons I came to this world has been fulfilled. This world has been snatched from the dungeon of hell. Every time somebody gives his life to Christ, they throw party in heaven. Praise the Lord, somebody. There is something more precious than money to Jesus. There is something more precious than land, than house to Jesus. There is something more precious to Jesus than anything in this world. It is identification with the purpose of his birth, death, crucifixion and resurrection. Therefore, as this Christmas is approaching, I want you to make a decision to give him gifts. Some of us here, we present him gifts of sick souls to celebrate his birthday. Some of us, we're giving gifts of 12 souls to celebrate his what? Birthday. Some of us give gifts of 24 souls to Jesus in celebration of your birth and your crucifixion. I'm presenting this 6 abiding souls to you for this your birthday this year. I'm presenting these 12 abiding souls to you to celebrate your birthday this Christmas. I'm presenting these 24 abiding souls to you to celebrate your birthday. Praise the Lord, somebody. That is why Jesus came to this world. And incidentally, that's one of the primary reasons your soul was saved, my soul was saved. John chapter 15 verse 16. John 15, 16. Jesus said that we have not chosen him, but he has chosen us. Why did he choose us? So that we can go and do what? Bear fruit. John chapter 15 verse 16. In other words, this is why I'm saving your soul. I'm saving your soul so that other souls can be saved through it. Life is complicated for many of us because we have abandoned the purpose of our salvation. Our souls are saved so that other souls can be saved through us. When we identify ourselves with that assignment, all other things shall be added unto us. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew 6, verse 33. This is how we are going to celebrate the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ with a difference this year. You know, the problem to solution to our problems, they are not complicated. I had a testimony of someone that had a message like this, and he went out there and he won 16 souls for Jesus. 16 people that surrendered their lives to Christ. And when he got home, God said, now I want to perform surgery on you. I'm talking of physically. He went out to win souls during the day. After he returned home, God said, now son, you have done me proud. I want to perform surgery on you. Go and sleep. And the man went to lie down on his bed in the afternoon. I'm talking of true life story. He lied down on his bed. As he slept, guess what happened? A meter came out of his body. Life. Meter. That was forgotten in his body many years ago when the medical doctors were performing surgery on his body in India. He went for surgery one time. And in the course of doing that surgery, doctors forgot metal. And that metal has been causing him problems, pain. But while he was sleeping, Holy Ghost brought out that metal. No blood came out of his body. No cut. No water. Somebody say, God is alive. Can you quantify that? Can you pay for that? The medical science he went to, well, ran to for help. Devil still attacked them. They forgot something. How can somebody went to surgery? They are paying the ticket from here to India. After they did that surgery in India, they still made a mistake. Human being can make mistake. It's only Jesus that cannot make mistake. Praise the Lord, someone. How did he get that deliverance? How did he get that healing? That deliverance did not come out of even prayer and fasting. Most often than not, solutions to our problems are very, very simple. We are the one looking for complicated solutions. Most often than not, people don't believe that ordinary obedience of giving Jesus gifts of souls can perform, make them to perform surgery in their body and they will be free from affliction. If that man were some other people, until you ask them to bring goats, to bring palm oil, to bring red candle, to bring white candle, they will not believe that you have ministered to them. True of us, there are people like that. Or you ask them to go and bring coconut. Or you ask them to go and use salt. Or to go and bring cartons of crates of egg. People don't like simple solutions to their problems. I don't know why we are like that. Anyway, I'm going to be like that man. God said, every one of you, every one of us, that we go out and pull 6 souls, 12 souls, 24 souls, from that figure upward, between now and December 3rd. This is how God wants to prepare you to usher you to 2024. One of the things he asked me to tell you as your reward is that he will bring me and you out of this year with joy. Isaiah 55 verse 12. Isaiah 55 verse 12. So when I'm afraid that maybe we will not see the end of this year, when others are afraid of accident, when others are afraid of fire outbreak, when others are afraid of kidnapper, when others are afraid of untimely death, you go and win souls. God said, I should tell you, he will bring you out of this year with joy. Isaiah 55 verse 12. He said he will make it a reality in your life and in my life. That's going to be our reward. Bringing us out of this year with joy. Another thing he said he's going to do for me and you, for doing that, for going after those 6 souls, those 12 souls, those 24 souls, as you have decided. He said, Psalm 65 verse 11 will also become a reality in your life. You are, amen. Anyway, I'm delivering the message of the Lord to you. Psalm 65 verse 11. Say, he crowns the end of the year with fatness and goodness. Somebody here, God will crown the end of this year for you with a car. God will crown the end of this year for you with a house. God will crown the end of this year with you with your husband. God will crown the end of this year with you with your wife. How will that happen? Just going out after those souls. Psalm 65 verse 11. Say, he crowns the end of the year with what? Goodness and fatness. This Christmas, God will celebrate it for you. This new year, God will celebrate it for you. Praise the Lord. So, that is the message of the Lord that said I should give to me and you, including the pastor. Because whatever he's saying to everyone is what whatever he's saying to everyone. So, how are we going to start? Incidentally, that's one of the primary assignments of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is in our lives to win souls through us. Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8. Acts 1:8. I'm speaking this morning on making a difference by the power of Holy Spirit. So the month of November shall be our month of making a difference. Acts 1:8. One of the reasons God gave Holy Ghost is that you will receive power when Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you will receive ability to tell people about me. God will give us strength. He will give us efficacy. He will give us ability to tell people about him. So, Holy Ghost is given to us. Holy Ghost, assignment in our life. He wants to win souls to us. Praise the Lord, somebody. So, we are not the one that we do it by our own energy. It's Holy Ghost that will do it through us. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. Said the Spirit of God is upon us. Luke 4, 18. He has anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor, deliverance to the captives. So, there is an enablement from Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, somebody. So, we are going to start by praying to him. Lord, I've had your word. and I'm ready to do something about it. So all of us will decide. Lord, give me 6 souls on or before the end of this year. Lord, I want to celebrate your Christmas. Give me, if it's 6 you want, tell him 6. If it's 12 you want, tell him 12. If it's 24 you want, tell him 24. If it's 48 you want, tell him 48. Everything begins by asking, Lord, give me this number of souls. That will be your first prayer point. Praise the Lord, somebody. And you know, the prayer and fasting for this year, Faith Global Conference, is starting tomorrow. These are the prayer points you'll be praying. Lord, give me 6 abiding souls, if that's what you want. 12 abiding souls, if that's what you want. I want to give you a gift for your birthday this year. Lord, give me a gift. I want, give me gift of souls. I know of a woman that was asking for fruit of the womb. They've been barren for many years. After they pray, they couldn't get children. Then one day, they changed their prayer point. They said, Lord, now that we have prayed, that you should give us physical children, and they are not forthcoming, we are no longer asking you for physical children. Give us children of souls. She began to pray. Lord, we are no longer asking for physical children. Give us what? That same month, that woman conceived. After she changed her prayer point. Some of us need to change our prayer point. From Lord, do this, do that. And ask him, Lord, give me souls. I want to identify with what you came to this world for. I want what concerns you to concern me. Give me soul. Praise the Lord, somebody. So the first prayer point is, Lord, give me souls. The second prayer point you are going to be praying for this year, Faith Global Conference. The second prayer point is there in the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 4, verse 31. Lord, in this year, Faith Global Conference, and in my life, let your fire rest on my prayer altar. That's the second. Write the prayer point down now. These are the prayer points for the 30 days prayer and fasting. Let your fire rest upon my prayer. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Acts chapter 2, verse 3. Let your fire rest upon my prayer. Then number 3. Lord, as I share your word, let your fire rest upon your word. As I share your word, let your fire rest upon your word. Let your fire rest upon your word. Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 29. Jeremiah 23 verse 20. He said, it's my word not as fire. You make your word fire in my mouth. Jeremiah chapter 5. Jeremiah 23 verse 29. Then Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 14 to 15. Say, I will make my words in your mouth fire. Let your words in my mouth make it fire. Fire on my prayer altar. Fire in the word. The number 4 or number 5 prayer point. Lord, let the fire of Holy Ghost envelope us in this year Faith Global Conference. Let your fire of Holy Ghost incubate my life. Let the fire of Holy Ghost incubate my life. Acts of Apostles chapter 2 verse 3. Appear to me like clothing tongue of fire. Appear to us in this year Faith Global Conference like clothing tongue of fire. That's number 5. Then number 6. The 6th prayer point is, as this your fire descend everywhere I go to minister in this year Faith Global Conference, let the root of every problem be uprooted. The root of every problem, let it be uprooted. Acts chapter 26 verse 26. Acts 16. Acts chapter 16 verse 26. The Bible says that when the Holy Ghost came, inside prison that the foundation of the problem of the prison began to shake. Lord, let this fire visit the root of every problem in my life. Let this fire, this year Faith Global Conference, let the root of every problem triumph. Everyone that is sick, let the sickness be destroyed from the root. Everyone that has one bondage or the other, let the bondage be destroyed from the root. Every poverty, let it be destroyed from the root. Then number 7. Lord, with this fire, open all prison doors in this year Faith Global Conference. Open prison doors. Every prison door in my life, let them open. You are praying it for yourself. You are praying it for the year Faith Global. Let all prison doors in my life open. Praise the Lord. Every prison door. I'm not going to year 2024 with any battle. Every problem that is in my life in this year, they will not cross over to 2024 with me. Praise the Lord, somebody. That is the 8th or 9th prayer point. We are still using that Acts chapter 20, Acts 15, 26 to pray. The Bible says everyone's bands were loose. In other words, I will not enter year 2024 with any problem. That every problem in my life, they will not cross over with me to year 2024. And you'll be saying, in this prayer and fasting, all this, every problem in my life must perish. The one I'm aware of, the one I'm not aware of, every problem, every hidden problem, every open problem in my life, Lord, let them perish. With this prayer and fasting, let them come to me. Then number 11. The theme of the conference is taken from Psalm 84 verse 11. Lord, the number 10 prayer point or 7 or 11 prayer point is Lord, give me light. Light I need. The light I need to cross over to 2024. The light I need all throughout your 2024. Come and give it to me. Give me the light. In other words, give me dream. Give me vision. Inspire me. As I cross over to 2024, give me the light. Give my family the light. So that I can do 2024 in a different way from 2023. Lord, give me light. Give me light. The light I need for 2024, give it to me. The light I need to cross to 2024, give it to me. The number 12 prayer point. As I cross over to 2024, Lord, be my protector. Be my protector. And all through 2024, be my protector. Psalm 84 verse 11. Be my protector. Be my protector. Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 3. Go ahead of me as a consuming fire. Cut asunder every brass of iron. Every gate of brass on the way, cut them asunder. In the year 2024, between now and 2024, every problem, open and hidden problem, cut them asunder. Destroy them. Visible and invisible battle. Lord, destroy them. Then number 13 prayer point or 14 prayer point. Give me the grace and glory I need to cross over to 2024 and for year 2024. The grace and glory in every areas of my life. Give me the grace. Give me the glory. The grace and glory I need to cross over to 2024. The grace and glory from January to December in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my academic. Lord, give it to me. Give me grace and glory I need for 2024. Another scripture you can use for that is Galatians chapter 2 verse 8. When you are saying, Lord, give me grace and glory, you are saying, Lord, make me effective in the year 2024. Make me effective. Make me effective in worship. Make me effective in ministry. Make me effective in prayer. Make me effective in soul winning. Make me effective in everything I set my hands on in the year 2024. Make me effective in my business. Make me effective in the year 2024. Galatians chapter 2 verse 8. So these are the prayer points we are going to be praying as we start this 30 days prayer and fasting. Let's rise on our feet. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord for what God has done in our life this year. Let's thank God for what He has done in this service. All the prison doors has been opened. Let's thank Him. Let's thank Him for the word of prophecy. Let's thank Him for the testimony. Let's thank Him for the testimony He gave to our sister. Let's appreciate Him. Let's thank Him for many other testimonies that has given to anyone of all of us here. Let's appreciate Him. Let's give Him all the glory. Every sickness that came to us, with us to this service, all the sickness have departed already. Let's appreciate Him. Let's thank Him for healing. Let's thank Him for deliverance. Let's thank Him.